Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's cheer up the mood. Talking all things to do with township entrepreneurs. So do share your thoughts and feedback with us, because in a moment, we're going to get into the realistic outcomes of township-based entrepreneurs in South Africa. We're going to reveal data from the inaugural Township Informal Economy Report published by Standard Bank, whom you know have been partners of ours here on Kaya Biz through the Gasi SME summits that we've hosted for them and conversations that we continue to build with them. Essentially taking a look at the realities of what it is that township-based businesses do face. Everything from registration to key sectors that they participate in, including opportunities for finance.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
To help us unpack this conversation and get into the realistic outcomes of township-based entrepreneurs, we're joined by Naledzani Mosumani, Head of Enterprise and Supply Development, ESD, at Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank South Africa. Naledzani, such a pleasure to have you back on the show. Welcome. Oh, it seems like we have you on mute for a second. Maybe let's unmute your mic and have you live on purpose. There we go.
Sorry, I just unmuted myself. Hi, Googs. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Excited to speak to you, because I think for many of us, we speak to township-based entrepreneurs. We, you know, interact with them. We try to solve for their challenges. Even we here on Kaya Biz try to amplify their messaging and the services that they offer. But it's always often been so difficult to identify who they are, where they are, what spaces they're in, and what the reality is of the business environment that they operate in. Tell us how the Township Informal Economy Report actually speaks to these questions we may ask.
So the Township Informal Economy Report really helps us unpack the township informal economy. When we commissioned this research, we really wanted to listen more closely to the SMEs that operate within this economy. We really wanted to understand the challenges they face, the opportunities they see, and we wanted to make sure that the insights that we can get help us act more meaningfully in solutioning and solving, you know, for this dynamic economy, which contribute to economic development and economic growth and to the GDP as well.
It's a very big sector and one that remains critical to the growth and GDP that you mentioned. But let's get into the juice and understand the realities of township-based businesses. One of the key headlines that really caught my attention is the fact that almost 80% of township businesses remain unregistered. Talk to us about this reality and I guess, you know, some of the challenges as to why.
Yeah, so what we did find in the report is that, as you said, 80% of township businesses remain unregistered, and this is unregistered for tax purposes. Many of the SMEs that we surveyed did not understand why they need to be registered. They felt that registering was, burdensome. It was administrative. There was a lot of loopholes you had to go through. There was a lot of paperwork that you would need to go through. And therefore, they did not feel the need to actually go through the process because they can't directly attribute what benefit looks like for their business.
Got you. So if I'm understanding it correctly, so you might be registered on the CIPC and have Guguletu Mfuphi Enterprises registered, but then you're not compliant with VAT or PAYE or other tax, turnover tax or companies tax that one would have to pay to SARS. Is there an understanding of the ripple effects and the consequence that this would lead to, though, for township-based businesses to solicit support or even be able to list on procurement supply-based programs for their growth?
So what we found is that, you know, the lack of understanding in terms of what the benefits look like for me meant that they felt as if there was no need for them to go through the process. We know that typically being registered and being compliant means that, you know, you are able to open a business banking account, you're able to get access to funding when the time comes for your business to look for funding. We know that you are able to get access to markets as well, whether it's corporate supply chains, whether it's intra-Africa, outside of the continent supply chains as well. Those benefits come through with having a business that is registered, that is compliant, and a business business that people or institutions believe will be able to deliver on what they say they do.
Mm. Okay, so the reality is that a large majority of township-based businesses aren't registered for the likes of SARS as well as other aspects of compliance. I'm also keen to understand the realities of the labor market that they make up, because employment and having a job is a big driver for why many individuals start a business. So what do those numbers reveal?
Yeah, and I think, you know, just the fact that there was such a cohort of unregistered businesses for us, and the impact that they have on job creation was actually quite alarming. So of the 250 businesses that we surveyed, they contributed in total to 7,500 jobs. Mm. And you know, that number is massive. And it really highlights the role that these businesses are actually playing in, you know, creating employment opportunities within their community, and in essence, improving the quality of lives of the people that live within the communities in which they operate within.
Mm. Let's maybe talk about the demographics as well. Who is an entrepreneur, male or female, the age group that we see? What did your report reveal here?
So from a demographics perspective, I think we found that this market is, you know, predominantly male dominated. I think it was about 56%, if I'm not mistaken, of the businesses operating within this market were male entrepreneurs. The age group was between the age group of 35 to 54. And what we also found, which was quite interesting for me, was that most of the woman-owned SMEs that were operating within this environment were actually necessity-based entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Started their businesses because they did not have a job. And the main primary reason for running their business was to actually just generate some sort of income. And they also faced challenges in terms of, you know, managing a business, but also managing their household demands. So, you know, taking care of their kids, fetching their kids from school, being breadwinners. So when you start unpacking just some of the data that came out, it is quite rich data in terms of just some of the challenges that we see, you know, across gender. We also found as well that youth-owned businesses and businesses that are owned by people that were in some sort of professional industry before starting their businesses were actually more likely to succeed than those that were not within that demographic as well.
Interesting. So it almost seems as though, you know, the sooner you get started in building a business, then the more likely it is that you stay in it and become successful in it. I want to stick on the demographic side for just a moment, because I think that's such an interesting explanation for why it is we see the types of businesses developing in the township. When I think about Ichisanyama, Amakrotman, Isalon, Abomama Bateng, Sama Plate, you know, these are typically school transport, Abomarome or Abo Auntie, retail as well, and wholesale. These are typically the areas that dominate the economic sectors across the township business. And maybe let's go into that, right, Naledzani, because looking at this chart in front of me, it's has the key economic sectors across township businesses, and the large majority of it is made up by transport and logistics, retail and wholesale at number one, and tourism and hospitality at number three, but each accounting for between 13% to 15%. This is quite a chunk. Talk us through these metrics and what it tells us about the kind of economic activity we typically see in our townships.
So I think what the report is showing us is that you are seeing a diverse set of sectors operating within the environment. As you did mention, retail and wholesale was big. So you do have a lot of traders operating within this environment. We're also seeing manufacturing come out as well within this environment. And it also has a huge contribution to job creation. Tourism and hospitality was quite big. And that was also driven by the fact that we did survey businesses that were also located in Gauteng, in the Western Cape and KZN. So, you know, the coastal cities basically.
Naledzani? Okay, seems as though we've lost Nanezani there on the line. It has to do with some technical. Okay, you're back. I think there might be some rain. How that also influences the data, especially when it comes to economic sectors.
Yeah, because we did have, SMEs that were located in KZN and the Western Cape, there were a lot of tourism-based SMEs within that environment. Just some of the interesting facts that came out from those SMEs was that seasonality really does impact their ability to be able to access funding because they don't have regular cash flows that come in. We also saw quite a few businesses in construction, in ICT. And I think that also comes in, through some of the work that we do overall within enterprise and supply development with township-based businesses. We are seeing a lot of innovation come out within this environment. We are seeing a lot of businesses that are trying to solve for the societal challenges of the communities in which they operate within. So it's quite a diverse set of businesses, all having a big impact on job creation.
100%. Now, Letsani, I think what you've also described, especially given some of the insight and input you've shared with us, especially when it comes to compliance, naturally has a ripple effect influencing the scalability or growth of these businesses, but also opportunities to funding, opportunities to procurement as well. And I'm keen for us to discuss that. What have we found in terms of business growth that is experienced by many of these township-based businesses? And beyond that, how it is that, through the work you do at Standard Bank, you're able to actually intercede and provide solutions to the challenges that most township-based businesses do experience. How do you do it differently?
So I think what was interesting in this report is we surveyed businesses with a turnover of between 100,000 to 50 million. Most of the businesses were turning over between 100 and 500,000. And what that shows is even though these businesses, a majority of them are informal, unregistered, they are making quite a lot of turnover, which means that they are running sustainable businesses. Yes, they face challenges, but what we are seeing is when the businesses get it right and they have a good understanding of what their target market is, what do opportunities look like for them, they are really sustainable and they do well within this environment. As Standard Bank, we have a holistic business and commercial banking offering. We run tailored enterprise and supply development programs with a particular focus on township economy, because we do understand that the township economy is a key driver to economic growth. It's a key driver for employment, as evidenced for this report. And therefore, as we run our enterprise and supply development programs, we really try to make sure that we support with business development, financial management, understanding the importance of being compliant, understanding the importance of maintaining your, your bank account in an appropriate way, so that when those opportunities come through, whatever it may look like, you are able to, capitalize on those moments.
And I think this is important, right? Because as you say, you want to make sure that you grow, that you use and leverage the opportunities available to you, and adequate management of your business to scale. Now, Letsani, I can imagine, it's a very competitive space when it comes to the township business market. And it's also known to be a cash market, right? When you think about transport and taxis, majority of our payments are made cash, even though there's been new innovations that have been brought to the fore. How much of an influence does that play in not having access to adequate data? And I guess my question is, how do we make sure that we do embrace digital and technology to actually make it easier not only to manage our money and heighten safety, but also to monitor the growth of our business?
Yeah. So I think, that those data, that the data points are really important for any business, right? The data is important for you to, as a business owner, to understand how your business is doing in general. And then the data is important for us as financial institutions, as investors, to understand how your business currently looks and where we actually see your business going and how we support you as optimally as possible. We did find that there is limited digital literacy in this market segment. There is a big customer preference for cash, and there is a lack of POS infrastructure. And it's not because these SMEs don't want to use these digital tools. It's because it's more because they have a lack of understanding in terms of what are the right digital tools for me and how much do these digital tools cost. There is a perception as that digital is expensive, which in actual fact it actually really isn't. But what we keep on seeing come through throughout the report is, you know, those information gaps in terms of what are the tools for my business and where do I get those tools to manage my business appropriately.
100%. Now, Lizanne, it's such a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am, and exciting to read the insight into the report. Onwards and upwards with the growth and the support that you provide for so many entrepreneurs in the country. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Thank you.
Naledzani Mosimane is Head of Enterprise and Supply Development at Business and Commercial Banking South Africa for the Standard Bank Group. It is 17 minutes before 8 o'clock. Share your thoughts with us. Are you a township-based entrepreneur? Do you need support? What is the lived reality you're going through? And perhaps we can connect you with the right people like Naledzani and others who might be able to assist you. So share your thoughts with us. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.